Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yasri amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Welcome back to our series Duas from the Quran. Today inshallah we're going to go through another dua. And like always, this particular program is brought to you by Pinia Pill. Pinia Pill has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have supported orphans, provided warm meals, and helped with families across the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, and right here at home. Since 2016, Pinia Pill USA has helped over a million people in different communities to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the support of people like you. To join their You Are a Difference Ramadan campaign, please go to www.pausa.org/qalam. That's pausa.org/QALAM. So alhamdulillah, we have made it past the first 10 days of Ramadan, and we're now in the middle point of Ramadan. And this is usually the time where we're kind of so used to, you know, the schedule of Ramadan. We're a little bit used to fasting and things of that nature. So you kind of like hit this little bit of a plateau or this little slump. And this, what we are learning here today, the du'as that we're doing throughout the Quran, they're here to remind us not to be in that slump. They're here to remind us that there's always a du'a that you can make. There's always a reason to call upon Allah. There's always another step that you can take into your relationship with Allah, into your du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this particular du'a, it's such a beautiful du'a that we learn from the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. And a quick little backstory is that Yunus alayhi salam was a prophet who was sent to a nation and a group of people. And he had preached to his people for many years and for a very long time. And his people did not listen to what he was saying. They did not listen to what he was preaching. And in that, Yunus alayhi salam, he then left his people. He decided that the punishment of Allah is going to come soon. I should leave from his people, from my people. But the way and the nature in which things happens with prophets is that they don't leave from their people until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them permission to do so. And Yunus alayhi salam had not been granted that permission. Okay, he had not been granted that permission. Once Yunus alayhi salam had left his people, and he ended up in the well of a belly. You know, there's a lot that happened between there. He was on a ship. The storm was really bad. They had to offload things off that ship. And they, you know, kept drawing names, and Yunus alayhi salam's name kept coming up. And he realized that, you know, this is a sign from Allah. I'm the one who's supposed to get off the ship. And so Yunus alayhi salam jumps off of the ship. Now, when he gets off of the ship, he lands in the belly of a fish. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about here. That when Yunus alayhi salam was in this moment, and he's inside of the belly of a fish, he makes dua to Allah. And his dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what he says here at the end of this particular ayah. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, he cried out in the darkness, أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ, there is no deity except for you. Subhanaka, glory be to you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, that indeed I was among those who were wrong. I was amongst the wrongdoers. And what's interesting is that this particular dua is such a powerful dua. And it's a dua that we should make. And it's something that is a form of asking for forgiveness from Allah. It's a form of asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the different situations that we may be in. So think about your life. Think about a time that you felt like your back was against the wall. Think about a time that you felt like you didn't know where to go. You didn't know how you were going to get out of that situation, or you didn't know what to do. Maybe you wanted to stop doing whatever it was you were doing, but you didn't know how. This is how you call upon Allah. This is that dua that you make in the depths of the darkness of the night. This is that dua that you make in the third of the night before Fajr. This is that dua that you make and you call out to Allah about the things that even you don't know if you're admitting yourself to. And so the very first part of the dua is that he says, La ilaha illa ant. There is no deity except for you. We're recognizing here the power and the qudra of Allah. We're recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and he's the one and only God, that God is calling us to something. And what is God calling us to? He calls us to worship him. It is realigning us back with our purpose. It is realigning us back with what we were meant to do. Because sometimes the mistakes that we make or the things that we do kind of throws us off track a little bit. But the beauty in these du'as is that it's showing us just because you're thrown off track a little bit, it doesn't mean that you're completely off the way. It doesn't mean that you're off the path. It doesn't mean that Allah doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that Allah is not compassionate to you. It doesn't mean that God doesn't have mercy on you. But rather, it just means that you got to get back on track, that you just got to get back on the way. And so you see here, we're acknowledging that oneness of Allah. We're now acknowledging the power of Allah. We're now acknowledging the unlimited nature of Allah, because he is the one and only God. Allah is one. And it's so powerful when we say, La ilaha illallah. All, it is leaving your distress. It is leaving your worries. It is leaving your problems. It is leaving the things that seem impossible in the hands of Allah. Why? Because God is God. Because Allah is Allah. Because Allah is the one and only Allah. And that power that he has, no one has it. No one has it. And after realizing that power of Allah, after realizing that weight of saying La ilaha illallah, and that power that it brings, you go to the next part of this particular dua. That's Subhanaka, Subhanaka. And when we say Subhanaka, we normally translate it as glory be to you, or glory Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. And Subhanaka is such a beautiful word, because Subhana, it comes from the root of Sin, Ba, and Ha. And it actually has many different meanings. But one of the meanings is that it has the meaning of a swimmer being, of swimming or being immersed in something, right? Of swimming or being immersed in something. And because Subhanallah is a form of dhikr, is a form of remembrance of Allah, they said that Subhanallah is what keeps you afloat. Now, what does that mean when you apply it to Allah? It actually means when you're able to recognize that when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laysa kamithlihi shay, that he's not like anything or anyone we've ever seen or known. He's not like that. And that's why there's so many characteristics of Allah. That's why there's so many names of Allah. We have 99, but we know that there are so many more. And each of these characteristics tell us about a different aspect of our Lord, that he's al-wadud, he's loving. He's Al-Wahhab, he's the one who gives gifts. He's Al-Razak, he's the one who provides for us. He's Al-Jabbar, he's the compeller, he's the one who brings hearts together, he's the restorer. You know, he's Al-Hafiz, he's the one who protects and preserves. And so all of these different attributes and characteristics of Allah, when you realize them, you should have an extra level of reverence for him. That you may meet someone who is kind, right? and you may meet someone else who's a good provider, and you may meet someone else who's loving, but how often do you meet somebody that has all of these characteristics inside of them? Never. And this is what we're explaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's when you recognize the power and the reverence that one should have for Allah. It's when you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's characteristics. It's when you recognize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for you. It's when you recognize God's compassion and His mercy and His consistent mercy, even in the times where you may feel like you don't deserve the mercy of Allah. When you feel like you don't deserve the mercy of Allah, you say, Subhanallah, glory be to you, glory be to Allah, subhanaka, meaning that Allah is above every and anything. And then you go to the last part, and this is where we acknowledge, and I've talked about this before, it's so important that in our du'as we acknowledge our weaknesses, we acknowledge our deficiencies, especially in our conversation to Allah, because if we're not going to acknowledge it to Allah, who's going to help us? Allah knows, yes, but this is our step in getting into the right direction. This is our step in having ourselves, you know, coming back from the mistakes that we've made. And we say, Inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. We are amongst those who did wrong. I was amongst those who did wrong. And when you say this, you're acknowledging your deficiency. You're acknowledging your mistake, but what? You put so much hope and trust in the mercy and the compassion of Allah, so it doesn't bring you down. In fact, what it does is it removes that distress. And you're now relying on Allah's mercy. You know that the only way that you're going to be able to get out of the situation that you're in, the only way that it's going to be made easy for you, is if you acknowledge Allah's mercy, is through the mercy of Allah. That is how things will get better. It's through the mercy of Allah. Allah, I did this thing. I made this mistake. I fell into this trap. Please forgive me. I was wrong. I harmed myself. And Allah will forgive you. And so this dua, what we're doing is, one, we recognize the power of Allah. We're in awe of that power of Allah. And then we admit our mistakes to Allah, and Allah will save us from ourselves. So today, make sure you say this dua, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimeen, and have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you from yourself. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, jazakumullah khairan. And always don't forget, please support Qalam.com so that we're able to bring more programs like this, and we're able to graduate more students across the United States. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.